Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. We are on the move this week. Gia is still on the move in the middle of nowhere, seemingly.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of bumfuck Utah.
I am dying to hear how this trip is going, because I was like cracking up at your TikToks like in the middle of hiking. It does look beautiful, but as we discussed last week, it was going to be a bit of an uphill battle for you.
Yeah.
So wondering, Are you surviving? How are you doing? And is it as bad as you thought, or is it better than you thought?
It is. It's physically and literally an uphill battle over here.
Right. Of course.
But no, it's been actually very fun. I'm glad that I ended up sticking to it, because I was having some anxiety for sure about coming, but yeah. Really, the first hike that we did was like so beautiful and like all flat ground. It was annoying because we had to like walk on rocks, so we were like falling and shit, because you're walking in the water.
Sucks. Right. Yeah, I saw you walking in the water. Did you get special shoes for that or something?
Yeah. You get like special shoes. You get a walking stick. It's so funny. Like and there's 11 of us. So there's a lot of girls, and like I don't understand the need for the walking stick. Like, this is so embarrassing. Like, we're going to look like losers, but we definitely needed the walking sticks. Because you get to, like, stick it in the rocks and then, like, jump over.
And, like, pull yourself up. That makes sense for what I was saying the other day, when it was like, you know, I feel like sometimes when I'm in these hikes, I got to climb, like, using my hands. Like, if I had a walking stick, maybe I'd be able to, that would make it a lot easier.
Yeah, the one that I did yesterday, that was like the crazy one, like the most dangerous one, whatever. Yeah. I ended up only doing like half. So like majority of it is just like a very steep uphill switchback hike.
Yeah.
And then you get to like the part Angel's Landing, which is like this really narrow rock hill, basically. I saw it and I was like, no. You just like, you literally hold onto a metal chain and you're just like on the edge of like a 5,000 foot drop.
Oh,
it's fucking
God.
Crazy. So I did like a little bit of that. Then we got to like a little middle ground area to kind of catch your breath. And that's when like the rest of it goes up. And I just kind of, me and my other roommate, we just sat and waited for our friends to do it.
Yeah,
and
no way. That's good though. That's good that you opted out on something you knew was not it, you know?
I was just like, I just don't want to die. Like, I like my life. Like, I'm chilling. Like,
life is pretty good right now.
Yeah, there's just no need for me to risk it. Especially for like I was thinking, and my friend said this, it made me feel better. She was like, you know, it was never really like a goal in my life to climb Angel's Landing. Like, it wasn't something that like I wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
It was just something that was kind of put on my plate. So I was just like, I did majority of it, and I'm proud of myself for that. And I trusted my gut. My first thought in my head was no. So I went with it, and it's so nice. All my girlfriends are from Michigan, and we all live across the country, so this is like the one time a year I get to see all of them in one place.
It's
really special, and it's really nice. Like, we just get along so well.
Of course. Well, nothing's better than the girls trip, especially like, so these are all college friends, right? I feel like I love my high school friends. I love all my friends I've made in life, but there is that bond you have with college friends, I think, because it's like the first time you really had to grow up.
You're with them all the time.
Yeah, you're with
too.
Them all the time, more than you've ever been with any of your other friends, even when you like move out and like live somewhere else in your life. And also too, it's like, it's the first time usually for most people that you're without your parents. It's the first time you're really like, you know, pushing your limits when it comes to like partying and experiences and having fun or whatever. And these people are like around you the whole time, so it's a special bond. It's a special bond.
Yeah,
and it feels like you're growing together. So I'm happy that you're having that.
Thanks. Nice. Yeah, no, I'm very happy. It's funny because I saw your comment on my TikTok too. Everyone was like, "Are you being held hostage?" I've honestly genuinely been enjoying myself, and even though it is hard, and I'm like, "Oh my God, this fucking sucks." Like, you have to bitch and moan about it, but
of course,
at the end of the day, like. I would never in a million years go to Zion, to Utah to go hiking. So like, I got to do something that like I never thought I would experience. So it's awesome.
It's fabulous. I love it. I can't wait to hear even more details when you're back. But your TikTok was cracking me up. I was like, I couldn't get enough. I was dying.
Oh, how was the shore?
The shore was fabulous. The birthday was fabulous. Rhea was thrilled about all the blow up stuff. Like, it was really fun.
The flamingo.
Yeah, the flamingo was great. She got a couple pics on it, so that was great.
Oh, yeah.
And then perfect weather the whole time. Couldn't have asked for better weather. We went out on like Thursday, Friday, but then ended up staying in on Saturday, which was like the best decision. Like we had just, the house was so nice.
That's
huge.
We
ended up staying in and playing like Cheers, Governor, and like all this, like, I don't know. We had so much food and alcohol and whatever that we just like dicked around, and we had a pool and a hot tub. So it was like, why are we leaving? And so it was just like, we had so much fun. It was a really good time. And
yeah, I bet.
We did a little on Thursday during the day before everybody like finished getting there. I had to go down a little bit early, I think I said, because we were doing this like high noon thing, and it was like a summer Friday thing. You'll see whenever the video comes out, you'll see it. But it was like us doing like typical Jersey Shore things, and we had gone to Jeff D. Lowe and I had to go to Point Pleasant Boardwalk, and Gia, you'll crack up because we played a couple games like for the video or whatever, and of course, yeah, like I'm just so competitive, like I can't be normal in these games. Like I'm like beating Jeff D. Lowe and being like, fuck you, and blah, blah, blah. It's like I have no chill at all, and it's like,
that is,
I was
so
like, this is my house. I'm like, grow up, bitch. Like, grow up. I can't.
No, that's,
I can't grow
why
up.
You're the best. No, I mean, fucking grow up. You like, sorry you take things seriously. Like, yeah, sorry you want to win. You're
sorry
a winner.
I want to win. Sorry, yeah, I'm a winner. Like, that's just,
that is,
that's how
so
it is.
Funny.
So that'll be, you know, nice and embarrassing when it comes out, but still looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
What was the pink party? Or I saw Noah and everyone dressed in pink.
That was DJ's Valentine's Day theme night. That's what that was. Yeah. I put on dark ass red sunglasses and just sat there with them on all night, like waiting for it to end. Like I just was like, DJs is not my thing. Like I appreciate it when it's not,
yeah,
too crowded and whatever. The DJ that night was so fucking bad. Like not one good song. And every time the song would like start to pick up, I'd be like, okay, I'm into it. They'd switch,
yeah,
a fucking song. Like it was whoever DJ'd Thursday night, Valentine's Day night, like should never be allowed to DJ again. It was the worst DJ I've ever like experienced. And
why
also
do I
too,
feel like, I mean, that's just Jersey Shore. I also feel like the,
yeah,
DJs, like either they're like really good. I saw there was a DJ at Jenks that was like,
yeah,
so good.
Jenks
just
is
like
good.
Classic.
Yeah,
yeah,
they've got good music.
But then
usually
sometimes it's just like, they do like the Jersey Club like remixes,
yeah,
to like songs that don't need a Jersey Club remix.
Exactly.
And it's just very,
and that's what was happening,
like,
and it was god awful. So I was I was sad by that. But apart from that, my outfit was cute. We looked cute. Mm. You know, I drank a bunch of Grails, which I had a headache the next day. Grails is like the drink at DJs. I think
I've never been to DJs.
Oh god, Gia. Yeah. It's like you would like it. You would like it with your friends. Like I used to tolerate it. Now I just like, I walk in there and I'm like, they're gonna call me at the door and be like, hey lady, you're too old to be here. Like, can you get out?
I felt like that at Jenks. I,
yeah,
was like, there are, why do I feel like I'm the oldest,
yes,
person here, and like we're not even that, we're not,
that's
old,
what I'm saying,
like,
no,
we,
especially
we
not
are the
you,
average,
no,
age.
Jenks was okay.
Bar.
Jenks was okay. That was it's a much broader like mix of ages. Like there were,
yeah, yeah,
people like my parents' age, and then there were like, you know, 21-year-olds there too. But
yeah,
no, DJs is like, it's just, what an experience. You know, it always is. You got to go, but it's Jeff D. Lowe. That's his home base.
I was gonna
base.
Say,
that's
I
his
can't
home
go
base.
Unless Jeff D. Lowe is giving me the hits.
Exactly. Yeah, it has to be. It's based only on his hosting abilities at this bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So the weekend as a whole was great. I am exhausted today. I'm so tired. I don't know if you can tell. I'm low energy. I'm only tired. We got home like by noon yesterday. Like no issues, whatever. And I was trying to stay up all day. I was like, I got to stay up. I don't want to fall asleep. Like I'll never go to sleep tonight. Whatever. And I made it until about 4 o'clock, and then I fell asleep for like 4 hours. And I was like, this is so fucked. Like, I can't believe this. So I got up. I'm watching House of Dragon now. I'm watching, catching up on The Boys, which is excellent, by the way. And couldn't get to sleep until 3:30. So now I'm just a tired girl. And that's the price you pay,
yeah,
for a weekend of fun.
I messed up the time zones for our recording this morning because I thought I was 3 hours behind.
So did I, to be fair. So did I. I fully was like, it'll be 8, because I didn't want to say too early for you, because I was like, I don't want to have to get up at like 7 a.m. That's insane. But, you know, what is helpful for you. But I thought you were like already getting up at 8 a.m. I was like, damn, that's going to suck. Like,
I was just so confused,
yeah,
finding out that Utah is in a different time zone. But, I mean, you learn something new every day. But, yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I feel like we've been getting up. We got up at 4:30 last morning, yesterday morning, and 5:30 Friday morning.
Oh my
or
God.
Saturday morning,
is
sorry.
This for your for the things that
for
you've
the
been
hikes.
Doing?
Yeah, because you wanna get there early because it's right. It's so hot.
It gets too hot.
If you,
yeah.
Yeah, you'll just like you'll die. So
that makes total sense.
I feel your pain. We're on the same of course, as usual. We're
as
on
usual,
same,
we're on that same seas. On that same seas. Yeah. But you know who did not have a or maybe did have a tiresome weekend? All of the people in the world that showed up to a hillside in Germany to watch Taylor Swift perform outside or in Munich.
Crazy.
I saw this on like Friday. I was pretty drunk. You know, that was like Rhea's birthday. So we were fucked up. We had like a bartender come to the house. Like it was super fun. And I saw that and I thought somebody was like Photoshopping. Like I wasn't sure at first, like if it was real. For those who are living under a rock and didn't see, but Taylor performed in Munich, Germany, two shows over the weekend. And the first night of the show, and the second night actually, but the first night of the show, she, whatchamacallit, I guess the way that the stadium is set up is that it overlooks like rolling hills in Germany. Like it's beautiful, honestly. And in that space, I guess for popular concerts, it is tradition for some people to go up on that hill and like drink and carry on and party and do whatever. This time around, over 50,000 people went over all over the hills and watched Taylor perform to 74,000 people inside the venue. And then so much so that the second night she mentioned, she was like, everyone out here, he's like, there's about 74,000 people in the stadium and there's like over 50,000 people outside the stadium. And like, thank you for being here. This is crazy, whatever.
So crazy.
And you could hear it really well. Like I was surprised, like all the videos of like the people in on the grass outside of the stadium, you could hear it really well. They had people, doing, you know, the singing the Cruel Summer Bridge. You had people holding up lights for Marjorie. Like it was just, it's the pictures and videos are absolutely insane. And I think Gia, at this point, I feel so confident being like, Taylor Swift is as big as the Beatles. Like, sorry, she's as big as the Beatles. Get over it.
If not bigger.
If
like,
not bigger at this point. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Oh. Never seen anything like that in my life. It's total crazy phenomenon. I mean, like, I think, and I think I sent you this tweet. Someone was like, and people are still trying to put her in the same category as Charlie and Billy, whatever. Like,
it's crazy.
She's
no
just,
like, no offense to
it's
those
not,
people.
Not even to compare,
it's not,
but it's,
yeah,
it just shows she's not doing anything intentionally. She's not going after other people. She's just so big that she's just in her own category, in her own space. Like it's Taylor Swift and then it's everybody else.
Exactly.
And I think that just totally proved it. I mean, 50,000 people is a crazy number.
It's outrageous. And like, you know,
that's
you
its own
see,
concert.
That's its own concert. That was our Paris show, by the way. That's like that was basically our Paris show. It's just it's hard to comprehend that kind of thing. And it does, I would say this, like in a way, validate everything that we've always been saying, everything that the Swifties have been saying, that she does have real fans and it's not a bunch of bullshit. And these people love her and support her and will bend over backwards to see, just catch a glimpse of her outside of a stadium. And I think that like seeing all those people come out and do all that, you know, confirms to me like, yeah, it's the streams are real. People just love to listen to Taylor Swift. They just love her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you can't be arguing about her fandom at this point because they're so ever present. And remember, this is an international show. This isn't Germany. It's not even
exactly,
you know, down the fucking street in the middle of the United States or whatever. It's in Germany, and these people, like, you also you know, because it's like this, you know, German tradition, whatever, to go on that hill, like that's locals. You know what I mean? Like it's not like the United States just showed up and they're all out there or whatever. Like those people are all, you know, there's tents, they're set up, they're having a good time, blankets, picnicking. Like it was unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. And it has to be for Taylor overwhelming.
It looked
like
quite lovely.
It really did. It looked wonderful. Yeah. But yeah, Taylor must be like, oh yeah, overwhelmed in a good way, I'm sure. And I can't imagine like a bad way. It's just, that's the only way to describe it, is overwhelming. It's an unbelievable amount of people.
How do you even comprehend like
that? I don't know.
That number is crazy. And
it's
like
so
I think
nuts.
Even did she, I think she acknowledged it the first night too. Like did she, I think she acknowledged
I only
it both
saw
nights.
She must have, because I only saw the one acknowledgement, but I don't know which night it was. Yeah. Like I said, I was drunk all weekend, and the days have blurred together for me. But when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. That
kind of remind me of something. But was the fan project in Munich, the balloons, like the orbs, the balloons and stuff?
It was there, but that wasn't where it started. The balloons fan project started like a while ago, but it's been slowly gaining
steam. Getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, that's another thing, actually, G. We should talk about this. There are two sides of this. One, it looks really cool. Everyone loves it. So for those who aren't paying attention, there's a new like trend fan project thing going on. Fan projects, again, we don't really acknowledge them much because I feel like they're usually small, but this is like a large scale thing. A fan project is something that a few people will take control of an idea in like sections of one of these concerts, and they'll help facilitate a plan to do something in the audience Taylor.
Like the We Will Stay.
Yeah. Usually just like a piece of paper, right? It'll be a piece of paper, and it'll say something, and it'll have a message, or they'll all yell something at the same time.
The Marjorie Lights started as a fan project.
Exactly. So these like traditions sometimes like come from this place. And right now there is a fan project going on that is during Willow. People are bringing balloons into the stadium, like yellow balloons, and then they hold up their phone light to, they blow them up and hold up their phone light to them, so it looks like the audience has orbs, and just like in Willow and the performance. And I won't lie, it looks awesome. It looks really cool. I love it. It looks awesome, awesome, awesome. However, there's controversy right now because apparently, and I am not trying to minimize, you know, an issue, but apparently people with latex allergies are like freaking the fuck out about this. And like, I don't even know what to say. Like, people are like, you have to stop doing this before it gets so big. People will die. Like, people are freaking the fuck out. Like, especially after Munich, because it was the biggest one so far. Right. People were like, you know, these people are, I saw people selling their tickets front row because they were worried about the fan project. And I saw someone have to miss 5 songs in the middle, 2 before Willow and 2 after, because they're worried about the balloons. And it's like, I can't tell what's dramatic and what's not.
I don't want to minimize the latex allergy community's issues and worries, because I mean, that's a valid worry. Like, totally. If you're allergic to something, you're going to need to avoid it. But like, is that not just life? Like,
I just, well, here's the thing, Gia.
What if you're allergic to peanut butter and someone opens a granola bar next to you at the concert?
That's another good point. Well, someone had compared it. They were like, it's as if people were doing a fan project with peanuts. Like, that's how, they're like, that's how bad this latex allergy thing is. And I was like, is it? Like, is a latex allergy one of like the top 10 allergies in the world? Like, I didn't know that. Like, it's so severe.
I didn't realize.
Is it airborne? Like, that's another question. Like, they're outside with the balloons. But is it like, if it floats by you, if it touches your, I guess if it touches your skin, that's specifically what's going on with it.
Yes.
But it's like, I don't know. But apparently there are many stadiums where latex balloons are banned. So like Wembley, this is all on Twitter, by the way. I'm getting all this information from Twitter.
Okay.
People are like, Wembley has balloons banned, so we don't have to worry about it in London. But everywhere else has been allowing it, and people have been sneaking in these balloons and blowing them up in the middle of the concert. And then to dispose of them, they're just throwing them around and whatever. So, well, I guess that's the, like, fear.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's one thing with the latex allergy, but also, like, balloons are just really, really bad for, like, the environment.
Oh, yeah, and for sure.
I think these people are they're not with helium, right?
People bring in like an unblown up balloon, and then they blow it up in their seat, and they just hold their phone up and
you just gotta fucking throw it out. But I was thinking, like, if they let it out into the sky, like, that's really bad. Like,
no one's letting that happen. But people are also saying that if you have these latex balloons and then everybody pops them, that's gonna scare people. Sounds like some trouble. It just, like, again,
this sounds like there's too much issues with these balloons. Like, it's just, is it even worth it?
And also, are these issues real, and is this just like Twitter, you know, making a problem? I really don't know. I genuinely don't know.
I don't want the latex allergy community to come for us.
Neither do I, because I don't want to sound insensitive. We don't have that.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want anyone to get hurt, obviously.
No,
ever.
Of course not. Of course not.
But it's also like, self-awareness, you know, like if you know you're going to be in a situation where you know you might have like an allergy flare up or something, like you had just ha you have to remove yourself from that situation. And yeah, like I guess it is unfair for those people, but
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just such a ma it's a majority versus
That's what I'm
the few
saying.
people that have the
What's
latex.
the percentage of people with latex allergies is my
I
question.
know, I
Like, you know,
know.
is that rude? I don't know. So the peanut allergy comparison being like it's as if you did a fan project with peanuts. Like that to me sounds crazy, but let us know if that's not the case. Like, is just this is this bad shit? Like, are we I just feel like we would have if it were
This
this
says,
bad, they would have put a stop to it by now, you know?
this is the American Dental Association says that 1% of the general population has a latex allergy.
Interesting. And type in like peanuts. What percentage of people have peanut
Less than
allergy?
1% of the general population is reported to have a reaction to latex.
Okay.
Peanut allergy
That's got to be high.
percentage. 1 in 50 children and 1 in 200 adults
Oh
is
my God,
peanut
that's
allergic.
so
So
much fucking.
that's,
Okay,
yeah.
people, get a grip. Like, get a grip. That's crazy. That's so many people.
One
With that
peanut
crazy.
allergy is 1 of 9 most common allergies.
Okay. So it's not the same, is what we're getting at. But
No.
however, like I said, and like we've both said, we're not trying to shit on the latex allergy people. However, I do think if this were so bad that people are like, you know, all these things are happening and all this like problems would be happening, the stadiums or Taylor would have been like, okay, stop bringing the balloons. And if she, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's now gone on for like 5 or 6
Yeah,
shows.
if
Like,
like
it's not.
people were dropping due to their latex allergy, like
Right.
flaring up or whatever, like
Right.
obviously it'd be an issue and they would stop it. But like, I
Right.
don't think anyone's like
I
had
haven't heard
a
of, I haven't heard, the only stories I've heard are
that
people
I've heard
being like,
of.
I gotta go, I gotta leave, had to go out and stand in the you know, the vestibule because I couldn't sit inside for Willow and whatever. Like that, I saw like one tweet like that. So who the fuck
Yeah.
knows? But apparently it's an issue, the fan project, whatever. But like I said, unfortunately, it just looks awesome. So we're just gonna have to wait and see what happens there. We'll have to see if balloons truly are banned at Wembley, which is coming up, you know,
We'll
eventually.
see.
We'll have to see. But we have Warsaw happening soon, Poland, and then Vienna, I believe, in between. And yeah, I don't know how the upcoming cities are gonna outdo Munich. Munich is cemented, as you know what I mean? It's goated. So
So there was some clownery going on in Munich on
oh my
yesterday,
fucking
or
God. Yesterday, Gia, there a Sunday night. So there was so much clownery going on because now we have to go all the way back to Friday of last week where the Olympics started. And they started in Paris. And unbeknownst to us, the one of the Olympic like promo videos, like the Olympic promo video, was set to a live Eras Tour version of Are You Ready for It? And you know, it was like interviewing all of the top Olympians, like Team USA, whatever. We got Simone Biles in it. We got LeBron James. We got everybody in it. And you know, Ready for It is playing in the background, whole thing. So that sent people in a spiral, being like, "Wait a second, what do you mean Ready for It's playing? What's happening?" Then everybody was drawing dots back to Travis wearing an Olympic hat to one of her shows, being like, "Was that an Easter egg in itself?" Then we have Taylor Nation going live on YouTube for for a little bit of Paramore's performance, and at the end, right before they shut off, Hayley Williams is like, "Are you guys ready for it?" And then they shut it off. Then the UK website, the store.taylorswiftuk, started showing error 321 codes, you know, all this code shit, whatever.
Wasn't that
Again,
show 123?
yes, and so Sunday's show was show 123. And so people were like, something's going on. We've got Taylor Nation tweeting. People are like, what's going on here? And they were like, we're only interns with like, you know, tongue out emojis. Like it all seemed to start lining up.
Oh,
And
didn't the TikTok, was it Taylor Nation TikTok had like the Reputation bead?
yes. And can you explain the beads to me? I
You
don't
know
know
what, Kelly?
this.
I was gonna ask you to
Oh,
explain the
okay.
beads to me.
Because I don't know at all. I thought I was just being old. I was like, oh, Gio will know. Like I have no idea what the fuck that is. Like I've never even
No,
heard, never
I don't
heard of that.
even. It's like some. I think it's something with. Let me look it up because I'm confused because like you need to like collect each bead,
Yeah.
but I don't know what it like Taylor Swift Bee Challenge.
Like, is it a Taylor Swift specific thing, or is it like a TikTok all around thing? Because if it's Taylor Swift specific, collect beads, make a friendship bracelet, like that makes sense. Like, I get that, but I've not heard of it until now.
I honestly don't even know. Like, wait, keep seeing beads. For the next 11 weeks, TikTok is giving Swifties a bead if they complete all the challenges and get a little banner above their profile photo. So I guess if you do, like, the challenge, then whatever.
But, like, what are the challenges?
I know. I don't really understand it either. People believe it's only bead. Taylor Swift bead challenge. Here we go. Swifties earn digital friendship bracelets and new Taylor Swift TikTok Eras Tour interactive experience.
Oh.
TikTok has launched a new in-app experience featuring a series of challenges for Swifties over the next 11 weeks. Number suit with each LP getting its own themed profile frames and bees that will allow fans to make their own digital keepsakes. Album themed tacks each week in which they will earn a themed profile frame. And if they complete all 11 weeks of tasks, they will get a final Swiftie profile frame as a gift.
Interesting. All right. So I'm looking up now. It looks like it's like if you go to TS, the Eras Tour, that's the account.
Okay.
And it will bring you, I just saw some video tell me how. TS, the Eras Tour. And then it says like Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, explore now. And you click that. This is all on TikTok. Celebrate the Eras Tour. Agree and continue. Celebrate the Eras Tour. Blah, 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 blah. Unlock the bead. The things are like, share this page with a friend and collect the beads together. Check out the Eras Tour video or add to the music app. And you can add Love My Life to your favorite streaming service. I'm going to go check out the Eras Tour video. and then, like, do I get the bead after?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's just like, who knows? You know, some of these things are like,
I think it's just like a little fun
unlock the bead
thing for fans.
Oh, we have to do all the tasks. That's
yeah,
the
you have
thing.
To do all 11 you do of all the tasks. Get, yeah.
Can I go back in weeks? Oh yeah, so I can go. You can retroactively go back and collect all the beads. So okay, so we're not really missing out. We can do it all. I'll do this all later probably.
Okay.
But sharing with your week 4 folklore is a mirror ball bead.
Cute.
That's cute. Anyway, so people were the reputation bead was that day. We've got, Taylor Nation on Twitter popping off. We have all kinds of things going on. We have the dancers. Are you ready for it? You know, just the usual clownery. But this time it started really adding up. Like, again, it started adding up. And I, unfortunately, as soon as the concert was starting, I had just taken a big fat edible. And so I was just kind of personally hoping that yesterday was not the day because I just wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for it. Everybody was asking me, are you ready for it? And I said, no, I'm not ready for it. I've been ready for it forever. And then the one day I'm not ready for
the
it.
The one day I know.
You're going to like threaten me for it. It's like, stop.
I had no Thankfully, service though. All day. Like the one time I would get like one bar, I'd be like, oh my God, like what am I missing? Like at that point I was like, I just can't even pay attention because if I can't be like on my, like I don't want to be on my phone.
Exactly. Ugh. Yeah, but no. It was not good timing for us. And I think
And I think that's why it didn't happen.
And that's why it didn't happen yet. Taylor knew that we were coming off of like busy weekends and she was like, oh, I can't do that to those girls. Like she heard our show on Thursday and she was like, oh, I'll wait. Which actually brings us to not quite sure what this is, but it's a tweet that says the USPTO approved for the fourth time the extension of the term of use of the trademark Reputation Taylor's Version and Taylor Swift Taylor's Version for Taylor Swift. Taylor will have another 6 months to use the brands, and she can only make 5 renewals. So I guess these trademarks have been ready to go, you know, 3 other times before this, and they keep requesting extensions. Mm-hmm. So to me, that sounds like the dates, original dates are being changed, right?
Yeah, totally.
So it sounds like whatever we were maybe supposed to, all these other times we've been clowning, it sounds like we've been on the money, but she's had to extend stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about, especially, well, I guess it's 6 months, is that next year?
6 months will be next year, yeah. Technically we're in,
yeah, so I,
we're almost so in I August think, now, so.
Right, that kind
January,
of
probably, February.
Fits with the timeline that we were talking about last episode, I feel like. And if this is the case, like, I mean, this is like the legality behind it. So like this has the most proof or backing behind any sort of theory, you know, out there, because you know this is like what the rules literally are. So
Absolutely.
if she only has 6 more months to, is it, so she's on her fourth one and she only gets 5, right?
She's on her fourth one. She only gets 5. So
So she could renew it one more
she could
time, I
renew it one more
guess.
time within the next 6 months, I guess,
Right.
is what it is. But I don't know, man. I don't know what the I really look forward to like hearing behind the scenes all about how this process went. I really do believe that we'll get that eventually, like how all these re-recordings went and whatever, like a huge like documentary. But I'm so curious all these ins and outs with the like renewals and the trademarks and the nitty-gritty stuff, because I do think that a lot of it has to do with like, you know, not so much her wanting to move things around, although I do think she wants that too. I think it's a little bit of like, yeah, the back and forth with lawyers, people that owned her music before, like, especially people, there have been rumors about, you know, debut album having this problem for so long. Like, everyone was like, oh, debut won't be until the end because there it's like, you know, so tied up and there's all these issues. Meanwhile, I don't know about Reputation being any worse or different than the other albums, but in my mind, it was her biggest
That's what I was gonna say.
re-record. So maybe
I feel
it
like
was
it's
giving her the most problems.
the two most important
Yeah.
albums to her too. So
Yeah.
I don't exactly like you said, like I would love to see some behind the scenes of like the thought process behind it, because I feel like, I mean, besides like the reasoning behind keeping Debut off the Eras Tour and why she never mentions Evermore
Right.
is like probably the two other biggest questions. And then it's like, well, also like what's the tea with Debut and Reputation? Yeah, it's her first album and her most transitional, biggest moment in her life album.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, I would feel a lot of pressure like picking the perfect time to do it. But
Same.
yeah, the more things progress and the more Taylor says about like the tour ending and stuff, I do think that it'll probably be when the tour ends. I could see
Yeah.
her doing maybe announcements
For
for
sure.
release
I think
dates.
announcements have to come soon. Not because, again, we're not trying to be greedy or anything, but I just think that the pressure of everybody like asking and up your ass and like, yeah, it's great publicity online. And maybe we're living in our own world where like regular people aren't thinking like this all the time. Like we're not everybody's on the edge of their fucking seat, you know what I mean? They're just excited that it's happening. But I would think that it would be like a weight off your shoulders and an excuse to just like start promoting, you know what I mean? To start doing whatever, especially now that Tortured Poets is like off the charts finally. And like, it's just, we've kind of worked our way through that like moment, at least for now. And so I don't know. We're just gonna have to keep seeing. All I know is that the clowns were, you know, I really didn't try to put on any makeup. Like I just was like, you know what? I'm gonna pray to God that this is not happening right now. And thankfully it wasn't, because I was not ready for it. I was not ready for it.
No, I wasn't ready for it either. I was, but when you said, I was just thinking it would be cool for her to do like a documentary, but it's like each like section is each obviously each like re-record, and then you get to see
Absolutely.
like starts from Fearless and then like
Like a
ends on whatever she ends
series.
with.
Yeah.
Like a
Absolutely.
5-part series or 6-part series, whatever re-records there are, that'd be sick.
Definitely.
And then like with the Eras Tour too, like all the other like things going on in her life.
I would be so obsessed with it.
I need to know.
I know.
I need to know what she's thinking. I'm so curious to why it's going the way that it's going, and why there's no Debut on Eras Tour. Like I need to know.
No debut on Eras Tour is very bizarre, and then only Enchanted from Speak Now has always been bizarre to me too. Like maybe
It's
it's just
just,
timing wise, and you know the surprise song thing, and who knows. But debut, it doesn't make sense. It makes no sense to not have debut.
Just not even one song is crazy,
I
but yeah.
know it is nuts. Another thing I just remembered, because we haven't spoken since Wednesday, is Friday when Deadpool came out. Deadpool's out. Taylor's not in it. Everyone says apparently she's, you know, and they were leading up to it saying like she's not going to be in it, whatever. They, you know, made jokes and fun or whatever up until then. However, Taylor posted a really funny, let me see if I can find it.
It's on the Instagram.
Oh yeah, it's on our, yeah, perfect. She posted a hilarious post on her story about Deadpool. It says, it's a picture of her, Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, and Sean Levy?
Yeah, Levy,
I think. Who's like the director, right? So it says, over the past few years, I have watched one of my best friends on this planet pour every bit of his heart, soul, sweat, time, energy, jokes, pain, joy, rebellion, darkness, and magic into this film. He's created the best work of his life, and this film feels like an actual joy a joy portal, a wild escape from reality, and an abs sandwich. I don't know how he did it, but that's just Hugh for you. These other randoms crashed the photo, and we were too polite to ask them to leave. Deadpool and Wolverine is out tomorrow. Here's why. Here's where to buy tickets if you like things that are unspeakably awesome. And then the rest of it I don't get. I don't know who Wade Wilson is. Is he a character
Wade
in Deadpool?
Wade Wilson is Deadpool.
Okay, that's okay, okay. Did you know I'm not like a Deadpool girl?
That's okay.
It's controversial because everybody loves it. I kind of don't like Deadpool. Like, I like the idea of it, but I just don't. I don't enjoy as much.
I really liked the first movie. I think the second one didn't really hit for me. And I think third, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But I am a huge Marvel girl, so.
Right. And I love all the other Marvel movies as well. You know, speaking of the big RIP my dog Tony Stark. Just kidding. He's back, and now he's Dr. Doom. That's exciting.
I was getting some hate online for my. We didn't even.
What did you say? You were not into it?
I just don't like. I'm not into it. It's like he had his whole character arc as Tony Stark.
Yeah,
like his death was like the biggest fucking thing. It shook me for days.
True.
Like,
we were just talking about it last week. Remember?
Yeah,
me came out. Tony Stark died,
me came out, and I almost jumped off a bridge.
Yeah.
And it's like, why put me through that emotional turmoil just to have him come back and be Dr. Doom? Like, Marvel has taken such a left turn with the different timelines and the different variants, the different universes all coming together. They could have anyone come back now. Like, what's the point of someone dying if you can just bring them back as somebody else?
If everybody's just coming
stupid.
Back.
Yeah, and I fear for the longevity of Marvel movies because it's just seems like it's L after L. But I have heard good things about Deadpool, the new one.
I have too. It does seem like it's pretty good, and everybody loves Hugh Jackman Wolverine regardless. So however you feel about Ryan
Reynolds'
version,
it's funny how she called that. First off, that whole caption is just so Ryan Reynolds coded. Like it's
Deadpool. No, absolutely.
Like, I feel like Ryan wrote that for her, and
almost
also,
yeah.
It's so funny. She called him like her god kid sperm donor.
Hilarious. Like hilarious. Yeah. People online were going crazy. They were like, Taylor knows what Taylor said sperm.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, well, she is a grown adult. She's very funny. But
funny. Did you see any of the interviews of Hugh and Ryan like talking?
Yeah. When they're
Ryan
when they're,
was calling Taylor like the most expensive nanny he's ever had to hire or something is so funny.
It is great. I think that there are that whole like group's friendship is just so fun, and they you know, they so clearly like love each other, and it's just it's a good time. But so she's posting for them. That's sweet. Also, she was posting a lot. Speaking of the Olympics again, going back, she posted how excited she was to watch the Olympics and be cheering people on. She's liking a lot of Olympic posts. Anybody that's like doing dances to her song and liking her song, or not just the one song, but any of her songs. There's a few like athletes. I think one of the swimmers was doing like a dance or a song or whatever. She's liking them all. So she's very
Anna
plugged
Hall.
In. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Anna Hall, she's a runner, Olympic sprinter. Runner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She posted like an Instagram or TikTok to Out of the Woods, Taylor's version.
Yes.
And yeah, I think Taylor liked it. She might have commented on it too, honestly.
I didn't see the comment. Yes, I saw Anna reposting it on Twitter, being like, "This is me letting everyone know that Taylor Swift liked my video." Like, just cool. So,
yeah.
But it's fun. She's plugged into the Olympics. She's taking time to watch, despite the fact that you know, she's a busy bee.
I fucking love the Olympics.
I do too. I love them, but I love them so much. I've not been able to. I've been kind of checked out a little bit because we were at the shore, so I was kind of in and out. But it was on the entire time we were there, so I kind of was in and out watching it. And I like watching the replays and stuff online. We got Simone Biles crushing it. Obviously, that's our girl.
Suni Lee crushing it.
Suni Lee crushing it.
LeBron went off.
LeBron did go off. What's his face? Yeah. Kevin Durant went off.
Yeah, the The swim team, the men's swim team won gold. There was two US women swimmers.
Yep.
One was like the underdog and one like just had the best personal record or
Yep,
something. And
yep,
the
yep.
underdog beat her by like a split second. Oh, I love it. I
It's
love it. I love it.
amazing. It's very exciting to watch, very fun to watch. So that's all going on. I think that's, I don't know how long that goes on. It feels like it goes on for a month, but I think
I
it's a
think it
couple,
goes on for a
like
while,
at least another week or two. But
I mean they have to like they do all that shit. Like
it's
you might as
so
well have it go on
much.
for
I know. The opening ceremonies were crazy. Everybody was like going nuts about like it was just very French and ridiculous, and so people were loving that. No Taylor in sight. There was like a brief rumor that Taylor was going to show up and do it. And I was like, she's so busy. I was like, I think she had a concert that night. Like, you
That
guys are
would be
crazy. Would have been
crazy.
insane. So I think that her lending her live recording version of her song for that promo and doing all that shit, I think is like awesome. And I'm dying to know the payday she got on that one. You
Oh
know
my
what I
God, I can't
mean?
even imagine.
I can't
I
imagine either.
honestly feel like it says a lot that it's the tour version ready for it
Definitely.
and not just ready for Taylor's version
I
because,
am
like,
shocked by that, honestly. Like, I am more surprised. Well, maybe they did the tour version because there
I
was all
think
the
they kind of did it on
cheering.
purpose though. So there's no like, the cheering, and then maybe there's less like clowning that like
Speculation.
the Olympics has something to do with
Right, right,
like
right.
Taylor's version drop Reputation Taylor's version dropping or something. I don't
Totally.
know.
Don't they use one of her Reputation songs though in something like a Taylor's version Reputation, like in like a All the Boys I Loved Before, or not
Yes.
that, but you know what I mean. Like, I
It
know he did last summer.
it was used in the trailer
Oh,
for
maybe it
it
Ends
was
With
like some
Us
sports
trailer?
thing. No, it was like some sports some sports documentary show or something.
Tom Brady, maybe?
Yes,
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
exactly
yeah,
what it
yeah.
was. It
Yeah.
exactly what it was.
Yes. And so, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Up until this point, like we were talking about the other day, I would have assumed, like, oh, this is all, the Reputation is done. Like, these things have been re-recorded. I can't imagine something as simple as Ready for It has not been re-recorded yet. Like, that's not, it's like, that's kind of crazy. But to not be giving out the, not be giving everybody the rights to play it or whatever, I just wonder, yeah, more behind the scenes stuff. I'm just dying to know. I'm dying to
I
know all
know,
that
I'm
shit.
dying to
So
know.
who knows? Trying to think what else. Munich was obviously insane, we said already. The surprise songs were great. Let's see. I'll pull
Fucking
up Swift
fresh.
Alert.
I have them right in front of me.
Oh,
Fresh off the
excellent. Put it up.
Slammer
Yep.
and You Are in Love. Like, come on. You're gonna
No,
do
so
Cowboy Like
good.
Me and You Are in Love, and then you're gonna do Fresh Off the Slammer?
Those are all your faves. Pray for you.
Ugh, I
Pray for
know.
you.
And then it was Ivy and Call It What You Want, which is a really good combo. I like that combo a lot. And
Me
then
too.
Munich Night 2 was I Don't Wanna Live Forever, and I'm Gonna Get You Back.
Love.
And the piano was Love of My LOML and Don't You.
Love. Love. Well, Don't You, I don't really care about, to be honest. The others I love. I love all the
I
other
feel like
songs are great. Also, Don't You, I'm like gun in my head, what album is that on? Like, I don't know that song. Am I crazy for not knowing?
that's a
A Fearless
Fearless
Vault track, maybe?
vault track. Yes, I
Apologies to
believe.
Fearless. Apologies
No,
as always to
I
Fearless.
that was the first time she did it, Don't You? And then she did We Were Happy recently to Hamburg Night One is when she did We Were Happy, but she still hasn't done That's When and Bye Bye Baby from those vault tracks.
Interesting. So maybe she's just trying to go down the list at this point.
Yeah, it's like just get let's get these fucking
Right? Let's
Fearless
get
vault
these
tracks out
songs over
of
with.
here.
For Christ's
But yeah,
sake.
very good mashups. Very jealous of Munich Night One and their mashups and their songs because those were really good.
Absolutely. The whole experience just seemed truly incredible.
I know.
In the Kelsey side of things, we have Jason and Kylie at the Olympics as well. Jason wearing his berets,
Wearing his beautiful beret,
looking
looking
adorable and
fabulous.
hilarious at the same
I
time.
saw a stupid fucking news caption. Like, it's just crazy to me that publications are still doing this of like it being like Jason Kelce, like retired or future Hall of Famer, former Eagles, blah 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 blah, is at the Olympics with his wife Kylie Kelce, or with his wife
Oh,
Kylie. It's just with his wife Kylie.
right.
Like,
That's no,
why don't
that's
you
so
say
annoying.
field hockey queen, like
Field hockey
women's
champion, whatever.
advocate? Yeah, like there's so much things that Kylie does And I hate when news publications do that.
I
When
know,
they
I hate
just
it too.
diminish someone to being someone's wife or someone's girlfriend. It's so fucking annoying.
I know. It's really frustrating, especially because they were there watching women's field hockey, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and they do so much. And I think that it's just, she deserves the equal, attention, equal praise, equal love, without question.
Agreed.
They are being funny. Agreed. Also, something exciting, Flav. Did you see the video of Taylor pointing at him? He went to one of her Hamburg shows. And she saw, and they, as her guest, like in the VIP area, and she pointed at him at the end of the show and was like, Flav, which was hilarious.
Yeah, so funny.
But something else I found, Flav is a big Swiftie. We all know this. We've talked about him before a few times. But something that I didn't know about, he is currently funding like the whole U.S. women's polo team because he heard that nobody, heard that nobody was doing it. And he's like, well, what the fuck? And swept in.
And they're
in
like the best in the world.
They're the best. They've won a bunch of different, you know, they've won a bunch. And nobody's giving them the dough. And so he's swooping in and helping them out. So Flavor Flav, feminist icon. Who knew?
We stan Flavor Flav.
We majorly stan him. Yeah,
majorly. Yeah,
so.
When I found out that he did that, my respect for him just went up like tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's crazy to me. Women, like the women's sports shit in this world is so fucked up.
Yeah.
And it obviously it's like has a lot to do with low numbers of viewership, so they don't have the funds. And it's like these women that are literally the best of the best can't even afford to go to the Olympics.
It's
like,
insane.
The U.S. team,
it's so insane. I'm like, what U.S. team can't, like, what, somebody's got to get the bat, you know what I mean? Especially honestly, water polo I would think would have like deep pockets, you know what I mean? That seems
like
a ritzy sport, you know, so I would assume hearing it, but nope, Flavor Flav came in, saved the day.
Thank
and
God
we're proud
for
of
him.
We're proud of him. We're happy for him. Happy
so
that he got
grateful.
To go at, you know, at Taylor's, as Taylor's guest to one of the shows. Mm-hmm. He's been trying for a long time. So good for him. I think that's about it. Did I say anything else in the beginning? I don't remember.
I think we
hit it all. We got Deadpool.
I think we hit it all. Got Deadpool.
Let's take a little look-see.
I'm looking,
all the people, la-di-da-di-da.
Yeah. It was a pretty low-key, pretty low-key weekend, I feel like, for the most part. Obviously, there's always stuff going on, but.
For sure.
Just always clowning. And
always clowning. Always that stuff going on.
It's hilarious.
It's just, I wonder how many, like, clown, how many.
It takes one thing.
Yeah.
And then it just blows up. It's so funny.
It's wild. The Taylor Nation going live, though, that was like for what? You know, they don't ever do that. So it was just, you know, what's going on? Maybe they're just testing it out.
People were saying
that
that's
can,
what they were saying, like testing it out. Yeah.
For something bigger. So, again, we'll just have to see. I still am kind of, announcement-wise, I'm still thinking London. So, and if it ends up being like last night London, we will have boots on the ground. That is Charles's show, finally. He still has not been.
Oh, thank God.
So we will have boots on the ground. As much as I want it to be our boots on the ground, I'll settle for boots on the ground elsewhere.
One of my roommates here will also be boots on the ground, so we'll have two people.
Fabulous. Oh, good. Plenty of boots.
Hopefully
on the
they're
ground.
Not going on the same night. Maybe hopefully they're going on different nights.
Yeah, I would hope. Right, just in case. You never know. Perfect. Well, all right, let's wrap it up. Remember Thursday show, recording on Wednesday, will be our voicemail and message show. So if you want to call in, you can either message the Taylor Watch Instagram or you can text our number 347-450-0723. Call it, text it, message the Taylor Watch Instagram account, follow us on everything, subscribe to us on everything. Please. And we will see you guys in a couple days.
Yay, love you guys.